sweat from your brow. But you love me anyway. I am the nail in your wrist. But you love me.
Cure with Amy Cabo. Life can bring many difficult situations, domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. Welcome, Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Cure Radio Show. I'm your host, Amy Cabo, with my partner, Boris, my better half.
I'm not sure if it's the better half, but it's a half.
Our show is available live on your radio, also live through our app, The Cure, on any smartphone, and our website, godisthecure.com. We are broadcasting today live from Miami through satellite, available in radios in more than 11 states, among others, and soon after, the show on any podcast player. This show deals with suffering, the tenacity of the human spirit, the will to survive, and the courage to keep moving forward, despite any obstacle, with the help of God and each other. We do provide testimonials to let people know that they're not alone. And in this show, the testimony started with me, having been a survivor from child abuse well into young adulthood. We also have experts in several fields and inspirational speakers that are willing to help us with valuable information, knowing that education is necessary, awareness is crucial, and comfort is needed. I do believe we all suffer or have suffered from something, and we hope to be a source of healing to each other. Though my healing came from God, other forms of healing are presented as well to service everyone. Life can be very challenging, but always know there is always someone who cares. There is always hope. The song we played earlier was You Love Me Anyway by Sidewalk Prophets. Which one of us haven't let God down or disappointed ourselves at least? How many times did we take God's unconditional love for granted, turn our backs on our beliefs, or walked away? How scary these times can be if we don't find comfort in God. And it starts with living Jesus' way, as the virus has taught us that there is no discrimination or judgment to pass. Everyone is equally vulnerable and just as equally loved by God, regardless of who we are, what we've done, what we've experienced, or where we have been, because God's love is unconditional. And only through him is anything possible, just like a Muslim who turned Christian. Dr. Hormoz Shiriat was born into a Muslim family in Iran and came to us after the Islamic Revolution of 1979. He came to Christ while earning his PhD in artificial intelligence at USC in 1980. In 1987, he planted a church in San Jose, California, with hundreds of Muslim converts, and it still remains one of the largest churches of its kind in the U.S. In 2001, Dr. Hormoz followed the Lord's leading and found Iran Alive Ministries, which utilizes satellite TV to reach the millions of lost and broken people in Iran and the rest of the Middle East. Today, they broadcast the gospel 24/7 from a studio in Dallas to Iran and the Middle East, trusting the Lord to use them to transform a nation, which is responding to the gospel unlike any other time in history. Dr. Shariat, thank you for being on the show.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me to share. There are great things happening in the name of the Lord in the Middle East, especially Iran. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Shariat. I understand that your brother was murdered in Iran. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, so I was a new believer. I came to Christ in Southern California as a PhD student, and at that same time, the revolution was happening, and they arrested my younger brother. He was 16 years old on minor political charges, and I was just started praying, God, you know, give my family a chance. At that time, nobody except me and my family knew Christ, but by God's grace, over 100 people that I know of in my relatives and family members have come to Christ. But I was just praying, God, you know, save my brother that he would hear the gospel. They kept him for 2 years. They would tell my mom, don't worry, he's doing fine. We're going to release him. And when he turned 18, they called my mom and said, we just executed him. We just shot him. Come and get his body. And when my mom went to get his body, they just charged her for the bullet. They charged her for the cost of killing her son. And she had to pay a good amount of money to get the body and bury it. At that time, I just went through crisis myself. I said, God, I prayed and I fasted for 2 years for his safety and his release. What happened? And, you know, there was something came on me, a spirit of feeling. I want to take a revenge. God, I said, I have to take the revenge for the blood of my brother. But then I realized, as a new believer, I realized, no, you're not supposed to take revenge. Revenge is the Lord. So I said, okay, God, you know, okay, I hate him. I hate those people. And then I realized the Bible teaches me, even love your enemies. I'm not supposed to hate. I was just struggling for 2-3 days this morning. I said, God, I'm angry at them. I'm so angry. And I realized, Sermon on the Mount, if you're angry in your heart, you already committed murder in your heart. Oh, I'm sorry, Lord. I'm not supposed to be angry. I was like, what kind of faith did I get into? I cannot do anything for the justice in the world. And I turned to God. I said, God, can I at least cuss so I can feel better? And then I realized, no, your mouth, you worship me with that. You cannot curse and cuss. So I said, God, what is this? What do you want me to do? And that's when he touched my heart in a very deep way. He told me in prayer, I felt he's telling me, that those who killed your brother are not your enemies. There is only one enemy, and that's Satan. And he has enslaved those people using the religion of Islam. And they're not your enemies. Satan is. They are captives in the hands of your enemies. So you need to love them and pray for them. So at that point, I just felt God is calling me to love Muslims, but share the gospel. You know, I felt God telling me, do you want to take revenge? He said, yeah. I said, well, the best revenge against Satan is just share the gospel. Because
exactly.
When one person comes to Christ, there is a party in heaven and there is mourning in hell with Satan. So that's where my call for my life came in.
And Satan should be sad, I'll tell you that. That's why there's that song, You Should Be Sad. I can imagine God telling him that. I tried to help you, but you should be sad. Too bad. Yeah, but how did you know to turn to God? Because I don't know the Muslim religion, whether they even believe in Christ and God. How did you know about it, having been born Muslim?
Well, I was devout Muslim early in my life, and when I got to be a teenager, I said, this doesn't make sense, you know.
But explain that belief. Explain that belief. Yeah. Do they believe in the same God?
I don't think it's the same God. Of course, God is one, but it's represented in two totally different ways. They both cannot be the same. So it's a misrepresentation of one God. Let me put it that way. So so I was devout, but I felt memorizing this prayer and repeating it doesn't add anything to my life. So I quit being a religious Muslim. I said I just want to be a good person and pursue my dream. My dream was to come to the United States, get a PhD, and be a research scientist. So I worked hard towards that. I became a very good student. And at the time of revolution, I was just graduating undergrad in 79. And I'm not happy to say I was in the streets of Tehran in 79 shouting, death to America, death to America.
Yeah,
I mean,
right. In the Muslim realm, you did not find peace until you found it in Christ. And that is amazing because I'm sure there was a time where it wasn't popular to be Christian, especially in Iran. So God really, really used you. And you're an amazing person. And thank God there's people like you. I mean, I'm sure all the angels in heaven are cheering. We will continue talking with Dr. Shariat about his work helping Christians in Iran. We would love to hear from you. Call us with any comments. 1-866-34-TRUTH. Again, 866-34-TRUTH.
We will be right back with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Life can bring many difficult situations. Domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. The issue is not stay there, but to overcome all obstacles and show that with the love of God, your husband, and your family, you can succeed. Love is the answer, God is the cure, reveals Amy Cabo's life. A warrior who didn't give up and achieved the dream of her life. You can get to know more about her and her story on GodIsTheCure.com or buying her book on Amazon.com.
My makeup too high, telling you there ain't nothing I haven't tried. Changed my hair, but I couldn't change up my mind. You know I've been trying to work it. You know ain't nobody perfect. Go ahead, go talk about me. What I wanna be, what I wanna be, just what I wanna be. I don't know you, but I am blessed by the heaven. Someone's got a hold on me. Sweet, but I get rough. Just what I wanna be, what I wanna be, just what I wanna be. I don't know you, but I'm just what I wanna be. Nice to meet you.
And now we will continue with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Welcome back, and thanks for tuning in. This is Amy Cabell and Boris.
Remember that you can listen to the radio show live through our app, The Cure with Amy Cabell, besides your radio, or on Facebook or Twitter.
Now, the song that just played was Nice to Meet Ya by Meghan Trainor and Nicki Minaj. All I hear in this song is, blessed by the heavens, someone's got a hold of me. We know we're not perfect, but we are worth it. So sweet it is when God's got a hold of me. Because that's when I know I am just where I want to be. I may look different on the surface, but God knows the real me. And there's no better feeling than feeling blessed by the heavens and never stressed despite these trying times.
I also want to remind you about the contest we started. Let us know suggestions for a song that we can play on the show through our contact us page on GodIsTheCure.com. And if we play it, you will receive a $25 gift certificate. Thank you for everybody who have submitted songs. Amy picks up the songs based on the topic of the show, the guests, and others unknown to me reasons. So it's not easy to get selected, but it's very possible.
And we are talking to Dr. Homan Shirat, a Muslim turned Christian. And I see that we have a call.
Rebecca, you're on live on the show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm just shocked and amazed at this minister's from Iran story. And I wanted just to ask, how does he separate Satan from the individuals who choose Satan and not be at least justified in the cause of not loving them as individuals since they choose Satan? I'm having a hard time with that.
Would you like to answer that, Doctor?
If I understand it right, you know, heard it right, is how about those who choose Satan? Is that the question?
Can you simplify it?
Maybe, how do you know that it's Satan, not just the individual person?
Yeah, well, we really need to look at the world from God's eyes, point of view. You know, every person, we have to look at him. And we see God says he loved the world. So no matter who the person is, what choices they make, even if they choose to follow Satan, still God loves them. God, let's define love. Love is to look at people from God's point of view and want for them what God wants for them. That's why you can even love your enemies, because you can look at your enemies from the point of God, or point of view of God, and you can want for your enemies what God wants for them. So that's why you can love your enemies. You can love those who rejected Christ, those who choose Satan. You still can love them because God still loves them. By loving doesn't mean it approves their decisions, supports their decisions. Love means I'm heartbroken that you've made that choice. It's just like loving your children. You always love them, even when they make the wrong choices. You still love them, but they face the consequences.
And how about the people that actually are using Allah to justify their bad behaviors?
Well, Allah encourages the bad behaviors. That's why it's a false god. It's Allah encourages violence, hatred. And I'm not bad-mouthing Muslims right now. I'm just being truthful. I was a Muslim. I love Muslims. I've given my life to share the gospel with Muslims. But to be honest, you know, you have to face the truth. When you see a sick person, you have to say you have this sickness so you can be healed. So Islam, the God of Islam, encourages lying, encourages dishonesty, encourages violence, and hatred. That's what, and those who follow them, they become like their God. So it's no wonder that people, the Islamic countries, you see there's so much violence against themselves. Muslims are killing Muslims.
Wow. Yes.
More than they kill Christians, they're killing Muslims. They're killing each other.
I mean, I understand that God says, love your enemy, and that doesn't mean you have to condone what they're doing or even be in their company, because you play with fire, you get burned. But praying for their conversion to Christ, is that loving them enough?
Well, I think more than prayer.
I think I understand it better.
Yes, and it's incredible that, you know, a lot of times when, well, Bobby wants to say something, go ahead.
No, it's fine, sorry.
Oh, it's incredible, Doctor, that you see things clearly and you see the truth. Because oftentimes, when we don't have a relationship with God, we don't see the truth. We believe the lie. We believe this. And there's really no convincing somebody who's set in their ways and they believe their lie. So really, all I can do is pray for them. That's all I can do. And, you know, bring awareness like you're doing, Doctor. You have Iran Alive Christian Ministries, and you're bringing awareness to the Iran world, to the Middle Eastern world. And if nobody has noticed, there's a God movement going on, and you're one of his soldiers, and it's a wonderful time that we're living in. But speaking of these troubling times as well, With the coronavirus pandemic all over the world, we're not hearing the truth in Iran. Do you know what's the situation there in Iran?
Well, just thank you, Rebecca, for calling. Go ahead, doctor.
Well, the situation is horrible in Iran. And we know a God that when the situation is horrible, he does his greatest work. With the coronavirus in Iran, of course, the country, the government does not give the correct statistics, the numbers. They lie. They lie to their own people, let alone to the outside world. So many people in Iran are dying. I see clips, I see pictures of Iranians with corona laying down on sidewalks and dying on sidewalks. So
they don't even accept them in the hospital?
They can't. The hospitals are overwhelmed, and the government does not care about the people. They've shown, they've proven they don't care about people. They, first of all, their income has gone down because of the sanctions and because of the drop in the price of the oil, so they don't have much income. So the government is in the kind of survival mode. Whatever income they get is just to keep them in power, not for, to care for the people. Even when there was no sanctions, even when Obama gave them 150 billion people, the people did not
get it.
That 150 billion to government, people did not benefit from them. So here is a horrible situation in Iran. And you know what? In the midst of this horrible situation, Jesus is showing up, visions and dreams and miracles, and their hearts are being opened to the gospel. And may I say this? This is good news. In our ministry, we're seeing a surge in the number of people who call us and believe in Jesus today.
And that's amazing. And we will definitely continue talking about that because God is good. And God is in everything and he's present right now.
With Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Your grace abounds in deepest waters. Your sovereign hand will be my guide. My feet may fail.
Continue with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Remember, we're live every Saturday at 1 p.m. on your radio and on our app, The Cure, or our website, godisthecure.com.
All shows are available also as a video podcast and audio podcast. Just look for The Cure with Amy Cabell everywhere where podcasts are.
That was Oceans, Where Feet May Fail by Hillsong. I trust that God will pull us through this. He has never failed us and will not stop now. So we will rise above any challenge because we are one body united with Christ, where our trust has no borders. And when we are hit hard, that's when we are taken deeper, where our faith can be made stronger in the presence of our Savior. For even in our weakness, God walks us upon waters and will never let us drown, for his grace abounds the deepest waters. And regardless of a global pandemic crisis, we call upon his name, and our souls will rest in his embrace.
I also want to remind you about the contest we started again. Let us know suggestions for a song that we can play on the show through our Contact Us page on GodIsTheCure.com, and if we play it, you will receive a $25 gift certificate. Thank you.
We are talking to Dr. Shariat, a Muslim-turned-Christian minister. Dr. Shariat, how perceptive are the Iranian people to the word of the Lord in general? And then at the same time, I want to know how perceptive we are of the Iranian people. Is there such a thing as a peaceful Muslim that if they still believe in Allah, which you say it's a lie? So could you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, you know, what's happening in Iran is so unique. Islam is experiencing its greatest defeat in its history in Iran. You know, Iran is the only country led by clergy, and that's for about 40 years. So the Iranian people, after 40 years of experiencing Islam in every aspect of their lives, even in the laws of the land, they have come to conclusion, by millions, Iranians have come to conclusion that Islam is not our solution. Islam is the source of our problems, and we need to get rid of it. Many Muslims, by millions, have rejected Islam and are very open to the message of the gospel. Not many people know that. Islam is dead in Iran. Islam is done in Iran. And
wow.
Iran, that's why an independent research has shown that Iran has the fastest growing evangelical population in the world. Can you believe it? The rate of growth is greater even than China. So many are coming to Christ. So
wow.
Iran, can I shock you with another statement?
Loving
can
it.
I shock you?
Love it.
Iran will be a Christian country. Iran shall be a Christian country. And it's not because of my zeal. It's
Get out of
my
here.
Idea.
I love it.
It's God's idea. It's God's idea. Look it up. Jeremiah 49, verse 38. Jeremiah 49, verse 38. God says, I will set my throne in Elam, which is completely inside the land of Iran. Iran will be a country where Jesus rules, is love, worship, and obey. So, and we are moving in that direction really fast. Mark my word, actually, mark God's word. Iran
wow.
will be a Christian country. Iran will be a Christian country, and it's already moving in that direction very fast.
That is one of the most exciting news I've ever heard in a long time. That is wonderful, which is why I'm so excited about the next song, because that's exactly where I'm going. But, I mean, I pick my songs, and I don't know what's going to be said, and I don't sometimes even know the questions when I pick my song, but God is good. They make sense. Well, okay, so what do you really mean? I mean, you say that we don't really know Iran. Can you tell us what do you really mean?
Well, what we get in the West is through the news agencies. There are news agencies in Iran under control of the government, so they lie, and then the American mainline, you know, media repeats that lie. So, for example, let me give you another shocker.
Okay.
You hear, you watch those crowds on television and the news gathering, saying, "Oh, death to America. Death to Israel." And the reality is that Iranians love Americans.
No
they
way.
I can boldly say there is no country in the world that loves Americans than Iranians. Iranians want to be like America. If there was a free election today, they would choose, you know, democracy, American style. They love everything American.
Wow.
And even, you know, I was on, as a good example is me. Here, I was on the streets of Tehran shouting, "Death to America." But in my heart, I loved America. I was saying, "Death to America, death to America." But
not yet, please, not yet, because
not yet. I love it. Can you wait just a little bit?
That is funny.
Well, you know, speaking of the news and what the Iranians are allowed to know and what the Americans are allowed to know, because, you know, it's oppressive. But, you know, recently there was a big discussion here in the U.S. after the assassination of General Soleimani in Iraq. And how did the Iranians, I mean, he was a terrorist. What is the how did the Iranians react to that? What was their opinion? Because we only see what's told to us and what we see from their media.
Right. Well, the government of Iran has depicted him as a national hero. So he was very popular among the people and the government. The Iranian government, through state-controlled media, has told the people he is a hero. He is the one who single-handedly defeated ISIS. It wasn't USA, it was him. He single-handedly defended Iran against its enemies, and the U.S. does not dare to attack us because he and his armies are going to defeat even the USA. So he was popular in Iran. When he died, many people mourned. But then they woke up to the fact that, okay, if he is a hero by the government, he's not a hero for the people, because the people and the government are so divided. So his death, the biggest impact of his death was this. The government of Iran was planning to make him the next president in the next year's election.
Wow.
And they had worked hard to make him popular among the people. And now with the assassination, it didn't impact people, but it impacted the government of Iran. They have no hope for their future. They have nobody right now that's popular among the people. They all are hated. Both the clergy and the government people are hated. And I'm using a new term these days. And I used to say they've been rejected, disliked, and hated, but there is a new word I'm using. It's called disgusted. The people of Iran are disgusted with their clergy leaders and the government leaders.
You know, it's a big god. It's a big god. Satan does not know what he's messing with.
And we have another listener. Can I put her on? So, Alejana, Florida? Olejana?
Liliana.
Liliana, I'm so sorry.
Buenos dias, Liliana.
Thank English. I am very happy that you make Muslims Christians, because that's true Jesus. But I wanted to know, is there in danger in Iran being Christian because your brother was already king?
Oh.
Doctor?
Yes and yes. Amazing situation in Iran. There is so dangerous to be a Christian. Even it's illegal to gather, to own a Bible. And many Christians have been killed and in jail. But the number is so growing so fast, the government doesn't know what to do. So what they're doing, their strategy, they can put in jail millions of people.
Exactly. Eventually, God's going to win. He always does.
Thank you, Lynn.
We would love to hear from you. Please tell us about your personal story of finding the Lord. Or if you're a Muslim turned Christian, we would love to hear it. 866-34-TRUTH.
Doctor, stay with us.
We will be right back with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Life can bring many difficult situations. Domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. The issue is not stay there, but to overcome all obstacles and show that with the love of God, your husband, and your family, you can succeed. Love is the answer, God is the cure, reveals Amy Cabo's life. A warrior who didn't give up and achieved the dream of her life. You can get to know more about her and her story on GodIsTheCure.com or buying her book on Amazon.com.
I wish I knew when this mountain in my way is gonna move. Hope it's okay to tell the truth.
Sometimes the doubt starts to win. Yeah, I'd be lying if I told you I was anything but weak. Right now my struggle's all I see. But I'm not giving in. My story will not end in defeat. 'Cause nothing can stop an unstoppable God. He's not afraid of impossible odds. This is the promise that I'm standing on. Nothing can stop an unstoppable God.
And now we will continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Hi again, and thanks for tuning in. We're live every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern on your radio or the app The Cure. On social media, just look for God is the Cure.
Later, the show will be available as a podcast. Search for The Cure with Amy Cabo, Amy's with an I and a double E, on any podcast channel.
The song that just played was Unstoppable God by Sanctus Real, as you can see in this radio show. We are facing a mountain, and we can start to doubt. We may feel helpless, but we don't give up. Our story doesn't end in defeat, not with an unstoppable God. Forget the lies. Forget it can't be done. We know who's fighting for us. That's the truth, not the struggle we see, but the work of an unstoppable God, who is not afraid of impossible odds, and on his word is where we stand. Trust in him, even when prayers aren't answered promptly, even if we don't understand what's going on. We know that with our awesome God, awesome, unstoppable God, we can survive all impossible odds. Remember, it's never easy when it's worth it.
That's deep. Thank you. I also want to remind you about the contest we started. Let us know suggestions for a song that we can play on the show through our contact us page on godisthecure.com, and if we play it, you will receive a $25 gift certificate. Please try.
We will continue talking to Dr. Shariat, who is helping us find out more about Iran and Christianity.
Dr. Shariat, is that how we pronounce your name actually?
Yes, you did. Good.
So let's continue talking about the Christians in Iran again. Before the break, we were talking about that, and yeah, and also the nations around. So they are really persecuted. So is there hope? How can we help?
Of course, the Lord is with his persecuted church. Let me share you with a story. A story that God shows God how God works in the midst of the persecution. You know, we do a 24/7 broadcast, and people contact us. So there was this, my counselors were telling me, oh, there is this young man who wants to talk to you. He calls several times a day, wants to talk to you. I said, what's his story? Why he doesn't want to talk to me? You can minister to him. And this is what they said. He said, this young man, he's 26. He says he came to Christ when he was 19 through our satellite broadcast. Then he learned how to evangelize, so he shared the gospel with his friends. Many came to Christ. Then he learned from us how to plant churches, and he started several house churches. By the age of 22, he had several house churches, and then he got arrested. And he has been in jail for 5 years and almost finished with his jail term, and he has been tortured. And they just released him just for 1 week to go get some medical attention and come back to jail and serve another 6 months. And while he's out, this week that he's out, he wants to talk to you. That's why he calls every day several times. I said, okay, I'm ready. Next time he calls, I want to talk to you. Next day, there's a phone call. They say, this young man, I never forget that day. I was walking towards my phone, and all these thoughts were coming through my mind. What is he going to ask me? I was trying to prepare myself. I said, probably he's going to ask me, I was serving God. Why did he allow me to be
arrested. If he's powerful and love, why did he allow me to be arrested? And why did he allow me to be tortured? Where was God when I was being tortured? And he's probably going to ask me, by the way, Pastor Shariat, where were you when I was being tortured? You teach us how to evangelize and plant churches, and we get arrested and we get tortured, and you're relatively safe in America and need to pay the price. So I was preparing myself for that kind of question. You know what I got? I pick up the phone. I hear the sweet voice of this young man saying, Pastor Ormos, I insisted to call you because I want to encourage you. Please do not give up. Please continue.
Oh, wow.
I told him, so how about your jail? He said, don't worry. Jesus does not leave us in jail. He said, do you remember? He said, first of all, he said, I had the honor. He used that word. I had the honor of being tortured for Christ.
Wow.
Then he said, remember Psalm 23? I said, sure. He said, you have set a table before my enemies. He said, I had the honor of experiencing that verse in jail. He said, my torturers were there, and my sweet Jesus was with me in that torture chamber. Don't worry about us. Jesus never leaves us, never forsake us. You just continue what you're doing. This is what Jesus does. He has a special grace for those Christians in trouble, especially if we stand up for our faith. There's a special grace on us. There's a special grace for those who are tortured and arrested for their faith. Thank you, Jesus.
You're not going to believe this, Dr. Shariat, but there was somebody on TV this morning that was tortured as well and said the same thing. It was an honor to be tortured for Jesus. And I couldn't believe I was hearing that. And I'm hearing it now from you. I mean, one thing that everyone has in common when they have God is, like, we're superhuman. It's incredible. It's almost unbelievable. I mean, isn't Iran mentioned in the Bible too?
Oh, a lot. I mentioned in the Bible, there is a big part, you know, Cyrus, Esther, Habakkuk, you know, Daniel, they all were in Iran. Those five books were written in Iran, and there are prophecies about Iran. And I want to encourage people to read, you know, look at Iran in a different way and pray for it, because it's going to be saved. And all these testimonies, I have hundreds of testimonies to share with you.
So let me ask you this question, doctor, because I'm sure I'm not the only one that has this question. If in that there's a lot of Iranians and Islamic people in the United States, and we love everybody. This is a melting pot. It doesn't matter. And we know not to judge, even if we have different beliefs. But is there such a thing as a peaceful Islamic if their belief is Allah and Allah is a lie?
Well, you know, if you want to be a serious Muslim, you have to obey all the verses of Quran, right? And one third of the verses in Quran ask us to be violent, ask us to hate, ask us to kill. So those Muslims who are peaceful, they are Muslims who are peaceful.
They're just ignoring the hate part and the violence part?
That's exactly.
Okay, I'll take that.
They don't take that.
they don't live it. They just take the good parts. I could take that. I like it.
Yeah, they pick and choose. They're bless their heart. They have a good heart. They ignore those verses. But if you want to be a serious Muslim, you have to follow all the Quran says, and you become violent. You know, when ISIS was active, they gave a challenge to everybody. They told everybody this. Please, you say we are doing this, it's not Islamic. Please show us which verse in Quran that we are not following. We challenge you. It's you who are not following Quran. We are following Quran. What we do is according to Quran. That's ISIS. They made a challenge. Show us what is wrong with us. And nobody could show them that they're doing something wrong. Yes,
Oh, that's nice. And then I understand that Iran has the fastest growing evangelical population in the world. That's really, really nice. We're actually almost finishing today's show. Only a few minutes left.
We couldn't have enough time for you, doctor, and you're a minister. You're amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
may
you
I
so
share
much.
How your listeners could yes. get more testimonies and be in touch with us? Very easy way.
Sure.
If you want to know more about Iran, get updates, get amazing testimonies, just text a word to a number. You know, instead of putting a person's number, put 74784, as if you're texting somebody. 747, just like airplane, 74784. And then text the word Iran, I-R-A-N.
Okay. This is
when
very
you
helpful.
Do that, I sent you links, and you can go from there. You link to amazing testimonies.
Thank you. Thank you for being with us.
Yes. Thank you so much for allowing me, Amy and Boris. You're good. You're
good
at what
you
do.
Thank you. And also, this information will be on our website, as we do for all our guests, in case they want to get in touch with you or if it's helpful to them.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, and God bless.
God bless you.
Mm-hmm. And thank you to our audio producer, Jasper. Oh, God bless you, too, for being with us today, making the show sound good and making the music possible. And thanks to the wonderful Christian car guy, Robbie Dillmore, for his continuing guidance. Check out his show. Now let's pray for all the prosecuted Christians around the world. A recent report shows that some 250 million Christians experience high or extreme persecution. So, Father, God, you know the plight of people far away, oppressed by governments and others, in places where Christianity is an unpopular choice. God, you knew that the day would come when the truth-telling would be despised and the siding with the oppressed part of the road less traveled. Have mercy, O God, upon persecuted Christians there and here who are willing to suffer consequences for speaking your name in word or in deed, in defiance or in advocacy. Grant courage and strength to all who dare to live their convictions out loud. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Amy Cabo. You have been listening to The Cure.
Please check our podcast, The Cure with Amy Cabo, our app, The Cure, or our website, GodIsTheCure.com.
Thank you to our listeners for being with us today. And until next week, stay safe in these pandemic times. Wash your hands and don't touch your face. Next Saturday, we'll have a special guest about addiction.
For more information or to get Amy's book, Love is the Answer, God is the Cure, or to listen to the podcast of previous shows, visit GodIsTheCure.com.